Morning all, thanks for tuning in to today's Bible reading. It's Paddy here and I hope this message finds you and your families doing well. It's May the 19th today. Our readings will come from 1 Samuel chapters 24 and 25, John chapter 10. We'll begin Psalm 116 today and then we'll continue in Proverbs chapter 15. So those are our readings. But before we open our Bibles, let's pray for God's blessing. Dear Lord God, please bless this reading of your word, both to me and to those who are following along. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'll be reading from the BSB today, the Berean Standard Bible, but any version you have, as long as it's a good translation, a good version, any version is A-OK. Before we get into the Old Testament, let's go to John's account of the Gospel. Beginning in chapter 10, verse 22, it says, "At that time, the feast of dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple courts in Solomon's colonnade. So the Jews gathered around him and demanded, 'How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.' 'I already told you,' Jesus replied, 'but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify on my behalf. But because you are not my sheep, you refuse to believe. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand, and I and the Father are one.' At this, the Jews again picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus responded, 'I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?' 'We're not stoning you for any good work,' said the Jews, 'but for blasphemy, because you, who are a man, declare yourself to be God.' Jesus replied, 'Is it not written in your law, I have said you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, then what about the one whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world? How then can you accuse me of blasphemy for stating that I am the Son of God? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I am doing them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works themselves, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father.' At this, they tried again to seize him, but he escaped their grasp. Then Jesus went back across the Jordan to the place where John had first been baptizing, and he stayed there. Many came to him and said, 'Although John never performed a sign, everything he said about this man was true,' and many in that place believed in Jesus." All right, now let's go back into the Old Testament. We've been reading from 1 Samuel for the past, week or 2 weeks maybe? It's where we're reading about the character named David. What an amazing character. Chapter 24, verse 1 says, "After Saul had returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told, 'David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi.' So Saul took 3,000 chosen men from all Israel and went to look for David and his men in the region of the rocks of the wild goats. Soon Saul came to the sheepfolds along the road where there was a cave, and he went in to relieve himself. And David and his men were hiding in the recesses of the cave. So David's men said to him, 'This is the day about which the Lord said to you, Behold, I'll deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do with him as you wish.' Then David crept up secretly and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Afterward, David's conscience was stricken because he had cut off the corner of Saul's robe. So he said to his men, 'The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed. May I never lift my hand against him, since he is the Lord's anointed.' With these words, David restrained his men, and he did not let them rise up against Saul. Then Saul left the cave and went on his way. After that, David got up, went out of the cave, and called out to Saul, 'My lord, the king.' When Saul looked behind him, David bowed face down in reverence and said to Saul, 'Why do you listen to the words of men who say, Look, David intends to harm you? Behold, this day you have seen with your own eyes that the Lord delivered you into my hand in the cave. I was told to kill you, but I spared you and said, I will not lift my hand against my Lord, since he is the Lord's anointed. See, my father, look at the corner of your robe in my hand, for I cut it off, but I did not kill you. See and know that there is no evil or rebellion in my hands. I have not sinned against you, even though you are hunting me down to take my life. May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord take vengeance on you, but my hand will never be against you. As the old proverb says, wickedness proceeds from the wicked, but my hand will never be against you. Against whom has the king of Israel come out? Whom are you pursuing? A dead dog? A flea? May the Lord be our judge and decide between you and me. May he take notice and plead my case and deliver me from your hand. When David had finished saying these things, Saul called back, Is that your voice, David, my son? Then Saul wept aloud and said to David, You are more righteous than I, for you have rewarded me with good, though I have rewarded you with evil. And you have shown this day how well you have dealt with me. For when the Lord delivered me into your hand, you did not kill me. When a man finds his enemy, does he let him go away unharmed? May the Lord reward you with good for what you have done for me this day. Now I know for sure that you will be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hands. So now, swear to me by the Lord that you will not cut off my descendants or wipe out my name from my father's house. So David gave his oath to Saul. Then Saul returned home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold. And chapter 25 starts by saying, When Samuel died, all Israel gathered to mourn for him, and they buried him at his home in Ramah. Then David set out and went down to the wilderness of Paran. Now there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. He was a very wealthy man with 1,000 goats and 3,000 sheep, which he was shearing in Carmel. His name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. She was an intelligent and beautiful woman, but her husband, a Calebite, was harsh and evil in his dealings. While David was in the wilderness, he heard that Nabal was shearing sheep. So David sent 10 young men and instructed them, Go up to Nabal at Carmel, greet him in my name, and say to him, Long life to you and peace to you and your house and to all that belongs to you. Now I hear that it is time for shearing. When your shepherds were with us, we did not harass them, and nothing of theirs was missing the whole time they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. So, let my young men find favor with you, for we have come on the day of a feast. Please give whatever you can afford to your servants and to your son David. When David's young men arrived, they relayed all these words to Nabal on behalf of David. Then they waited. But Nabal asked them, Who is David? Who is the son of Jesse? Many servants these days are breaking away from their masters. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat I have slaughtered for my shearers and give them to these men whose origin I do not know? So David's men turned around and went back, and they relayed to him all these words. And David said to his men, Strap on your swords. So David and all his men put on their swords, and about 400 men followed David, while 200 stayed with the supplies. Meanwhile, one of Nabal's young men informed Nabal's wife Abigail, Look, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, but he scolded them. Yet these men were very good to us when we were in the field. We were not harassed, and nothing of ours went missing the whole time we lived among them. They were a wall around us both day and night, the whole time we were herding our sheep near them. Now consider carefully what you must do, because disaster looms over our master and all his household, for he is such a scoundrel that nobody can speak to him. Then Abigail hurried and took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 butchered sheep, 5 seahs of roasted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs. She loaded them on donkeys and said to her young men, Go ahead of me, I'll be right behind you. But she did not tell her husband Nabal. As Abigail came riding her donkey into a mountain ravine, she saw David and his men coming toward her, and she met them. Now David had just finished saying, In vain I have protected all that belonged to this man in the wilderness. Nothing that belongs to him has gone missing, yet he has paid me back evil for good. May God punish David, and ever so severely, if I let one of Nabal's men survive until morning. When Abigail saw David, she quickly got off the donkey, fell face down and bowed before him. She fell at his feet and said, My Lord, may the blame be on me alone, but please let your servant speak to you. Hear the words of your servant. My lord should pay no attention to the scoundrel Nabal, for he lives up to his name. His name means fool, and folly accompanies him. I, your servant, did not see my lord's young men whom you sent. Now, my lord, as surely as the Lord lives, and you yourself live, the Lord has held you back from coming to bloodshed and avenging yourself with your own hand. May your enemies and those who seek harm for my lord be like Nabal. Now, let this gift your servant has brought to my lord be given to the young men who follow you. Please forgive your servant's offense, for the Lord will surely make a lasting dynasty for my lord, because he fights the Lord's battle. May no evil be found in you as long as you live. Now, friends and family, before I get into verse 29 of chapter 25, I'd like to make it clear, if you're listening to this podcast and if you don't have your Bible open with me, you might hear the word Lord being said a lot. Well, some of the lords are lowercase lords, and that's referring to those in power, like kings. Abigail is referring to David here as lowercase lord. And then there's the uppercase lord, capital L-O-R-D, and that is referring to Yahweh. That's referring to God. So you might be hearing the word Lord a lot, but unless you have your Bibles open with me, or unless you're familiar with these stories, it might be a little bit confusing. Some of the words Lord are being used to refer to kings and those in power. Other times it's used referring to God. But of course, in English, there is only one word, Lord. Well, I hope that made sense. Let's continue. Verse 29. And should someone pursue you and seek your life, then the life of my Lord will be bound securely by the Lord your God in the bundle of the living. But he shall fling away the lives of your enemies like stones from a sling. When the Lord has done for my Lord all the good he promised, and when he has appointed you ruler over Israel, then my Lord will have no remorse or guilt of conscience over needless bloodshed and revenge. And when the Lord has dealt well with my Lord, may you remember your maidservant. Then David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who sent you to me this day. Blessed is your discernment, and blessed are you, because today you kept me from bloodshed and from avenging myself by my own hand. Otherwise, as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, who has restrained me from harming you, if you had not come quickly to me, then surely no male belonging to Nabal would have been left alive by morning light. Then David accepted from her hand what she had brought him, and he said to her, Go home in peace. See, I have heeded your voice and granted your request. When Abigail returned to Nabal, there he was in the house, holding a feast fit for a king, in high spirits and very drunk. So she told him nothing until morning light. In the morning, when Nabal was sober, his wife told him about these events, and his heart failed within him, and he became like a stone. About 10 days later, the Lord struck Nabal dead. On hearing that Nabal was dead, David said, Blessed be the Lord, who has upheld my cause against the reproach of Nabal and has restrained his servant from evil. For the Lord has brought the wickedness of Nabal down upon his own head. Then David sent word to Abigail, asking for her in marriage. When his servants came to Abigail at Carmel, they said, David has sent us to take you as his wife. She arose, then bowed face down and said, Here is your maidservant, ready to serve and to wash the feet of my lord's servants. So Abigail hurried and got on a donkey, and attended by 5 of her maidens, she followed David's messengers and became his wife. David had also married Ahinoam of Jezreel, so she and Abigail were both his wives. But Saul had given his daughter Michal, David's wife, to Palti, son of Laish, who was from Galim. Now let's go to Psalm 116. The Lord has heard my voice. Verse 1. I love the Lord, for he has heard my voice, my appeal for mercy. Because he has inclined his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The ropes of death entangled me. The anguish of Sheol overcame me. I was confronted by trouble and sorrow. Then I came on the name of the Lord. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, deliver my soul. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord preserves the simple-hearted. I was helpless, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm I said, all men are liars. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his enemies. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Truly, O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have broken my bonds. I will offer to you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. I love verse 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. Amen. We have two more verses for today. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 20 and 21. It says, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to one who lacks judgment, but a man of understanding walks a straight path. And with that being read, we've finished today's Bible reading. So tune in tomorrow, May the 20th, as we continue in the fifth month of our one-year Bible reading plan. Have a great day or a peaceful night's sleep, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. God be with you. God make his face shine upon you. And come soon, Lord Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. It's in your name we pray this prayer with thanksgiving. Amen.